Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from Real Simple Magazine at realsimple.com and HGTV Magazine at hgtv.com. Let's get started with the first article from Real Simple. 10 types of clutter you'll never find in a minimalist home. Because Less is More, by Amanda Lauren, published on September 9, 2024. You might not consider yourself a minimalist, but certain aspects of the minimalist lifestyle may appeal to most of us. A big one is not having clutter everywhere and being able to easily find things in your home. Even if you love to shop and have an abundance of decor, there are some minimalist habits that we can all embrace, such as regularly decluttering. Here are 10 types of clutter minimalists never keep in their homes. Meet the expert, Angela O'Brien, professional organizer and founder of Your Space Reclaimed. Emily Preciado Fonseca, professional organizer and founder of Mommy Assist. Unnecessary paper. Unnecessary paper comes in many forms. According to Emily Preciado Fonseca, professional organizer and founder of Mommy Assist, it can be old mail, magazines, coupons, calendars, and kids' drawings. However, one of the bigger things that might not be top of mind is manuals. It's easy to understand the need to keep an instruction manual for, say, your new washing machine, says Angela O'Brien, professional organizer and founder of Your Space Reclaimed. You want to have that information at your fingertips in case you suddenly forget how to do laundry. But that doesn't mean you're stuck if your oven breaks or you can't figure out how to change the clock on your microwave. Most product manuals and instruction books are available for free online. Anything broken. Preciado Fonseca shares that holding on to broken things that can't be used leaves less space for things you really want or need. Some cultures even believe broken things are bad luck, she says. If you love a broken item but can't repair it or replace it, take a photo to remember it. Expired items. Whether it's that box of macaroni and cheese you bought too many of on sale or that giant bottle of ibuprofen you got from a warehouse store, we all hold on to things past their expiration date. Think sunscreen, lip balm, hand sanitizer, lotions, old condiment packages, old makeup, and old nail polish, says Preciado Fonseca. Bags. Whether they are plastic, paper, or cloth totes, Preciado Fonseca says that most homes she visits has too many bags. Designate an area for them, and once that area is full, recycle the rest. Keep some in the car to actually use them. Multiple kitchen tools. While most of us need more than one frying pan and different kinds of knives, there are lots of things in the kitchen that don't necessitate multiples. No one needs 4 can openers or 3 sets of measuring cups, says Preciado Fonseca. It can be overwhelming to figure out where it all goes. Kids' toys. Of course, your kids need toys to play with, but one of each category should suffice. Even if your child loves fire trucks, resist the urge to buy them different versions, advises Preciado Fonseca. Not only do too many toys overwhelm kids, but they can also stifle imagination and create an increased need for things versus valuing emotional connections and memorable experiences. Someday items. Minimalists always avoid keeping unnecessary someday items in their homes. Did you host a beer tasting party 7 years ago and still have an abundance of mini plastic beer mugs that you might use someday? Says Preciado Fonseca. Chances are you won't use those or the shoes you got for a great price but never wore. She lives by the $20 or less rule. If it is worth $20 or less and hasn't been used in a year, let it go. Florist vases. Do you have one or two vases you absolutely love? Keep those and get rid of the rest. Preciado Fonseca says that just because something was free doesn't mean you need to keep it. Feeling guilty about getting rid of those vases? Fill them with low-cost flowers and drop them off at a senior center to make someone's day, she suggests. Extra utensils and packaging. I always get rid of the extras in any package I receive in the mail or at my door, including the napkins and utensils I don't use that day when I DoorDash. The styrofoam and plastic air pockets to keep my package safe in transit, though I do thank them for doing their job. And of course, the box it all comes in, says O'Brien. Unless I have any planned mailings going out that would perfectly fit these containers, or I'm questioning my purchase and think it's likely I'll return it, these boxes get broken down and recycled right away, she adds. Excess food containers. Of course we all need a few containers, even if we don't cook a lot, but minimalists rarely keep those plastic ones that often come with prepared foods or takeout and are meant to be used only once. Even quality plastic containers don't last forever. Old, warped, and cracked food containers are unlikely to keep your food fresh anyway. So if your containers have seen better days or are missing lids, it's time for them to go. That concludes 10 types of clutter you'll never find in a minimalist home. The next article is 7 types of clutter professional organizers want you to stop buying. Trust the pros when they say you really don't need these things, by Kelly Dawson, published on August 15, 2024. You know how it feels right before you buy something new, your heart rate picks up and you're breathing a little faster, smiling as you imagine all of the different ways this recently discovered thing will be used and cherished. For some items, the rush was real. As the years go by, you return these pieces again and again. But for other purchases, as painful as it may be to admit, they often lose their spark quickly. Before you know it, you have a collection of clutter. I have noticed that rushing leads to cluttered homes, says Katrina Teeple, professional organizer and founder of Operation Organization. When we are running from one thing to the next, we don't have time to put things away properly. But when you can slow down a bit, you become more mindful of what's in your home and can take the time to care for it. If you have slowed down recently or simply noticed the situation happening on nearly every surface of your home, then you know that a decluttering session is probably in your future. And while there's definitely a streamlined way to go about that, namely by deciding what to trash, donate, or keep, these experts want to help you avoid clutter once it's gone. Michelle Hobgood of The Tidy Trainer and Annie Schmidt of Schmidt Organization Systems join people in sharing tips on the 7 things you should stop buying for a more organized and relaxed home. Read on to get their list. Meet the expert. Michelle Hobgood, professional organizer and founder of The Tidy Trainer in New York City. Katrina Teeple, professional organizer and founder of Operation Organization, which serves Southern California and Dallas, Texas. Annie Schmidt, professional organizer and founder of Schmidt Organization Systems in Texas. Toys. Kids love playing with new toys and will always see a must-have whenever they cruise these aisles in the store. In addition, well-meaning loved ones will shower them with new toys for milestones and just thinking of you treats. The problem? Your living room routinely resembles a daycare, and the thrill of a new toy wears off fast. Children quickly outgrow toys, and not to mention their attention spans can quickly be lured away, leaving behind a trail of unused items, Hobgood says. To fix this, implement a toy rotation system or encourage loved ones to give experiences instead. Kitchen appliances. There usually is an appliance that promises more efficiency as you whip up a recipe, but there's a catch. It's probably only good for that one quick job. Too many of these small appliances can stack on countertops and fill cabinets, so Schmidt says to think twice before purchasing them. Fun kitchen tools are addicting to buy, but often get overlooked for more practical items in the kitchen, she says. Unless you're sure you can implement this gadget into multiple weekly meals, be skeptical of how desperately you need it. Trend purchases. Trends will come and go, but their stuff remains. Stanley cups and things like ice cube trays with teddy bear molds frequently find their way into kitchen cabinets to collect dust after the novelty wears off, Teeple says. While it is fun to be part of the moment, try not to get swept up in every single one that arrives, especially if you're not that interested in it to begin with. The more trendy a product, the more likely it is to become household clutter, Teeple adds. Makeup and skincare. While you should feel free to buy makeup and skincare to suit your needs and style, the clutter comes when you don't limit your shelves to what you know you'll use until the last drop. There's a constant allure to buy the next night cream that promises miracles, Teeple says. Makeup can also take over a drawer when most is rarely used. I remind my clients that all these products expire within about a year, so it helps them be more thoughtful about the time and space they have for more practical beauty routines. Study your skin type, or even get tips from a dermatologist or esthetician and stick to what works. Too many different products can ruin a good thing. Fast fashion. The opportunity to buy fast fashion is ever present, particularly if you're scrolling social media late at night, in bed, with a glass of wine. We get it. These in-season picks look great in your feed and seem like such a steal for an upcoming event, but clothing hauls can add up in your closet fast. Not trying on the item doubles the stakes because the chances are low that you'll spend time returning it, Hobgood says. Shop with intention by taking stock of what you already have in your closet. Make a list of what you need and specifically look for those items, knowing that you'll also save yourself the trouble of buying duplicates. Bulk shopping. It may seem economical to buy in bulk, but as any family knows, it pays to be strategic rather than impulsive. Do you really need bulk buys of spices and ramen noodles? No, Schmidt says. My team and I often throw away expired items that were bought in bulk. What seems like a good deal up front is really more money wasted. Unless you're sure that your bulk buy will be used up completely, let the deal go. Don't worry, you'll find another one that'll be a better fit. Souvenirs. There are plenty of ways to commemorate a memorable vacation, and a shot glass doesn't always have to be the one you pick. I like to call them tchotchkes, the shot glasses, t-shirts, snow globe, figurines, and keychains, Hobgood says. They all add to clutter because they lack practical use. Switch up how you think of souvenirs to keep memories from encroaching too much on valuable storage. Sometimes you might not even need a thing, and a few great photos are fine. If you must buy something, opt for very small items like jewelry or even a refrigerator magnet, Hobgood says. That concludes 7 types of clutter professional organizers want you to stop buying. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Now let's move on to HGTV Magazine. 25 Dated Design Trends Plus Solutions by Lauren Fansler. As the design trends come and go, there are some that we wish would never come back around. Check out these dated design trends and their solutions. Dated Design Trends Plus Solutions. As each year passes, new home design trends rise and fall. We have gathered up 25 dated trends that should be left in the past, and their solutions that will leave your home with a timeless look. Dated trend, popcorn ceiling. This trend was popular in the 1950s through the 1980s, but now is considered a faux pas. Most homeowners today are looking for ways to remove this ceiling detail from their older home rather than implement it. Solution, smooth ceiling. Instead of popcorn ceilings, opt for a smooth, clean look. Dated trend, block tile. While block windows in showers or over a bathtub provides privacy, it is not the most attractive design element. Solution, opaque window. An opaque window is a sleek and modern way to provide privacy in a bathroom with a window over the shower or tub. dated trend, carpeted bathrooms. Not only do carpeted bathrooms hold on to stains and bacteria, but they are also just plain unattractive. Let's make a vow to never let this trend grace our homes again. Solution: luxurious stone or tile. Stone or tile flooring is a sanitary, easy to clean, and beautiful option for any size bathroom. Dated trend: sunken living room. Sunken living rooms were all the rage in the 1960s and 1970s, but now we are looking for one-level, open-concept homes with fewer unnecessary steps. Solution: all one level. Part of what helps this open-concept living room and kitchen feel so bright and big is the one level that gives the space an unobstructed flow. Dated trend: clunky sliding glass shower door. Not only are these sliding glass shower doors not the most aesthetically pleasing elements, but they also harbor mold and mildew in all their intricate parts. Solution: make it seamless. Large glass panels make this shower look seamless, clean, and airy. A more functional option, this glass door not only looks good, but it also opens up the small bathroom space. Dated trend: pass-through window. This small pass-through window may have seemed like a good idea a few years ago, but now it just looks puny and incomplete. Open-plan kitchens are all the rage now, and for good reason. Not only is an open-concept kitchen and living room a good design choice from an aesthetic point of view, it is also a great way to entertain or hang out with the family while preparing a meal. Dated trend: small closets. Older homes tend to have small closets, but in this era, everyone is looking for maximum closet space. Solution: ample storage. A walk-in closet with ample storage means you can rest easy at the end of the day, knowing there is more than enough room for everything from professional workwear to weekend adventure gear. Dated trend: short kitchen cabinets. Kitchen cabinets that don't extend up to the ceiling aren't bringing your kitchen to its fullest potential. Solution: take them to the ceiling. When cabinets extend to the ceiling, your kitchen space will feel larger and you will gain more storage. Win-win. Dated trend: strip lighting. The mirrored strip lighting is an 80s eyesore that should be left in that decade. Solution: stunning sconces. Today, there are so many options for different sconce styles and finishes that blow the former 80s strip lighting out of the water. Opt for a light fixture that will elevate your style, like this traditional brass sconce. Dated trend: heavy and short drapery. Heavy drapery weighs down and darkens this space, making this dining room look like a cave. Not only is the dark drapery weighing down the space, but the low-hung curtains also make the ceilings look shorter than they actually are. Solution: lighten it up and take them to the ceiling. Light, airy curtains make this living space inviting and full of energy, elevating the design in the space. Take your curtains and curtain rod up to the ceiling, even if your window doesn't. This design hack will make your ceilings look taller. Dated trend: square tile countertops. Not only are tile countertops an unattractive design element, but the grout is also a breeding ground for bacteria. Solution: sensational stone. Stone countertops are the way to go, and a trend that will likely not be going away anytime soon. Selecting the right countertop for your kitchen will make your space. Dated trend: unnecessary columns. A major design trend from the 2000s was non-essential architectural details like columns. If they are unnecessary to the structure of the home, this element adds needless detail. Solution: try an archway. A large arched doorway creates an architectural feature that structurally supports the home and provides a beautiful timeless detail. Date trend: rooster plus red decor. A kitchen with dark red walls and rooster decor elements was all the rage in the early 2000s. But today, this trend totally dates your home. Not only does dark red make your space feel smaller and darker, the rooster decorations should be reserved for true farmhouses only. Solution: modern colors plus red accents. Jewel tones in moderation will always be timeless. This kitchen features emerald lower cabinets mixed with a touch of ruby red in the rugs. Dated trend: fluorescent lights. Lighting will make or break your space, and fluorescent lights are never a good choice for any room of the home. Solution: modern chandelier. Not only is a gorgeous light fixture an eye-catching element in any space, it also casts good lighting that doesn't wash you out, unlike fluorescent lights. Dated trend: unnecessary curtains. These gorgeous windows are overshadowed by these small, unnecessary shades. Solution: let the natural light shine. These large windows can stand alone without a valance, making their impact on the space much more dramatic. Dated trend: wood paneling. Wood paneling was popular starting in the 1950s through the 1970s because it was inexpensive and easy to install. Solution: shiplap. Shiplap has taken over the design world, and it's easy to see why. It's a lighter, brighter option to wood paneling, and it's easy to install and maintain. Dated trend: boring beige. Beige was all the rage in the early 2000s, but this boring color makes this space look dark and depressing. Solution: light and airy color palette. This living room now feels bright and welcoming. Not only does a lighter color palette make a space feel more welcoming, but it also opens a room up, making it feel larger. Dated trend: ceiling decals. Adding a ceiling accent, specifically glow-in-the-dark ones, was all the rage several decades ago. Now we have more sophisticated and aesthetic ceiling accent options. Solution: wallpapered ceilings. Instead of the more traditional use of wallpaper on the walls, this bedroom puts it on the ceiling. It's a fun visual twist that helps the space feel fresh. Dated trend: boring block floor tile. Beige block flooring tile was installed in almost every newly built home in the early 2000s, but it lacks personality or pizzazz. Solution: timeless and exciting tile. This updated floor tile is not too dramatic, and it will not be outdated in 10 years. The brown and white lattice pattern adds just enough flair to make this space feel like one of a kind. Dated trend: wallpaper border. Starting in the 1980s, wallpaper borders were all the rage. They were used to define a room or space and often featured patterns, objects, or designs that correlated with the design style of the space. Solution: painted trim. To update your space, remove the dated wallpaper border and paint the trim a contrasting color that mimics the design style you are going for. Dated trend: garden bathtub. Huge jetted garden bathtubs were all the rage in the 90s. Now there are more stylish and sleek options to replace these space-eating tubs. Solution: freestanding tub. This clawfoot tub replaced the old clunky garden tub. With its timeless design, a freestanding or clawfoot tub will never go out of style. Dated trend: saloon doors. Starting in the 1950s, saloon doors gained popularity as a barrier between the kitchen and dining room. Solution: Dutch door. As an alternate to a saloon door, if you don't want an open doorway, a Dutch door is a stylish option. With the ability to close at the top or remain half open, this style door has a plethora of combinations. Dated trend: drop ceiling. Drop ceilings are a cheap alternative to sheetrock but make a room feel cramped and unattractive. Solution: paneled ceiling. If sheetrock isn't an option, another idea is a paneled ceiling. Paneling can be inexpensive and adds texture to a room. Dated trend: fruit-themed decor. In the 1970s, fake fruit decor was a popular design choice in many homes. Solution: greenery or houseplants. Bringing a little greenery, real or fake, into a room can go a long way and is a much more stylish option to the former fruity trend. Dated trend: sponge painting. Sponge painting was very popular in the 1990s and was a painstaking design choice that took lots of time and hard work to complete. Solution: textured wallpaper. Instead of sponge painting, try textured wallpaper, a more on-trend accent for your space. That concludes 25 Dated Design Trends Plus Solutions. We have time to read a few tips from Country Lore Reader's Tips to Live By from Mother Earth News, October-November 2024. A little extra heat. Our family lives in an off-grid yurt in the Pacific Northwest, and a wood stove is our sole source of heat. While our yurt does have a thin layer of insulation in winter when the fire goes out, last year, one of us had to wake up at least once every night to add more wood, or else it would be bitter cold in the morning. This year, we got the idea to stack cinder blocks on each side of the wood stove to absorb heat during the day and radiate heat through the night. It's still cold in the morning if we don't add more wood in the middle of the night, but not quite as frigid as before. It would probably work even better if we filled the holes with concrete, but we didn't want them glued to the floor. As a bonus, they make great warming spots for a pan of food or a mug of coffee. Joe Leighton, Lane County, Oregon. Fridge tags. Our fridge has a shallow drawer in addition to the crisper drawers, and it's difficult to know what's in this shallow drawer. So I made little tags on an index card and clipped them on with plastic binder clips, the kind you use for sewing. Now we know at a glance what's in that drawer and remember to make good use of that food. Gail Leone, Cedar, Michigan. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.